Mayor Omar Ochoa pursues federal infrastructure support during Washington visit. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Edinburgh Mayor Omar Ochoa joined Rio Grande Valley leaders in Washington, D.C., from June 10 to 12, 2026, to pursue federal partnerships and funding opportunities for infrastructure projects supporting the city's continued growth. Ochoa said his primary objective was securing federal support for water, drainage, and transportation projects needed to accommodate Edinburgh's rapid expansion. "My primary focus was securing federal partnerships for our infrastructure," Ochoa said. "Edinburgh is growing at a historic pace. We need massive, sustained investments in our water, drainage, and transportation networks." Before the trip, Ochoa sought direct engagement with federal agencies that administer capital improvement grants. He said the goal was to better align local engineering and infrastructure projects with federal funding cycles. Water and wastewater infrastructure received significant attention during meetings with federal officials and members of Congress. Ochoa said Edinburgh requires upgraded lift stations, additional water towers, expanded transmission lines, and transportation improvements to support residential and commercial growth. Water availability was also a major topic. Ochoa described it as a regional challenge and advocated for federal funding to modernize distribution systems and expand water storage capacity. "It is a significant regional challenge, and it dominated discussions," Ochoa said. "We must build resilience into our systems to ensure reliable access to water." Ochoa said direct federal investment in transportation and utility infrastructure would have the greatest impact on Edinburgh's economic development by supporting growth while preserving local resources. The mayor traveled with Paco Sanchez and other valley leaders as part of a coordinated regional delegation. According to Ochoa, presenting a unified message strengthened the valley's position with federal decision-makers. "When leaders from across the valley walk into a room together, we represent a larger, unified economic powerhouse," Ochoa said. "Washington listens when the Rio Grande Valley speaks with one voice." Among the most productive meetings were those focused on economic development and infrastructure grants. Ochoa said discussions centered on technical requirements for grant approvals and provided guidance for future funding applications. Ochoa also identified opportunities tied to workforce development and healthcare infrastructure. He said federal programs in those areas could support the continued growth of Edinburgh's medical corridor and create high-paying jobs for local graduates. "The synergy between UTRGV, our healthcare sector, and our local economy is our greatest asset," Ochoa said. Ochoa stated he emphasized Edinburgh's role as a major economic center in South Texas. "Edinburgh is the anchor of the Rio Grande Valley," Ochoa said. "We are a rapidly growing economic engine for the state of Texas." Looking ahead, Ochoa said city management and engineering teams will align capital improvement projects with the federal funding opportunities identified during the trip and pursue competitive grant applications. "The most valuable outcome was establishing direct relationships with federal decision-makers," Ochoa stated. "We are moving forward aggressively to submit competitive grant applications and bring those tax dollars back to Edinburgh."